listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast, hosted by Reese Chanson. It's the stuff of dreams, my friend. On today's episode, we look at slumber. So basically, Netflix have become obsessed with comic strips or comic book stories that have something to do with dreams since the success of The Sandman. In my opinion, of course, this is based on my opinion. I'm not saying Netflix have agreed or saying that. This is purely based on my theory. Anyway, the film is directed by Francis Lawrence. It stars the likes of Jason Momoa. Who else's character is name? Okay, let me read out the name. Hold on a sec. Okay, stars Jason Momoa, Marlo Bergley, Chris O'Dowd, Kyle Chandler. So this film in itself is quite incredible. The graphics or the screenware, whatever. The cinematography in this thing is quite impeccable. It's really well done. The story is compelling. So little Nemo, or Nemo per se, and her father live in a lighthouse. And every night her father tells her stories of adventures that he and his brother Philip, aka Phil Flip, had in Slumberland. Basically Dreamland in a way, but it's Slumberland. Anyway, and they have these dreams. And they go adventure, dream hopping, really, going adventure on top of adventure. And then eventually, I'm just giving you the backstory here. That's what I'm about to tell you does not flow with the story. You find it out later on in the story. But I'm just giving you the backstory so the whole thing makes sense. Practically spoiling it in a way. Huh. Anyway, so Flip or Philip, little Nemo's father, and Philip, they're brothers, they go on this adventure where they're dream hopping, going from dream to dream, chasing nightmares and stuff. And eventually, you know, basically they're stuck in dreamland because they're enjoying their time there. And then, you know, Philip wants to stay in dreamland because he can do whatever he wants. But his brother finds a wife, gets a child, and he no longer goes to dreamland. Or he goes there, but he no longer goes there with him. He just goes there and dreams whatever he's given. Then he wakes up, which was rather strange to me. Look at it this way. They have this thing where they take a string of wool. They tie it around their fingers. Whoever has the biggest yarn of wool can locate the other one in the dream plane. Or on the or in Slumberland. So, Philip chose not to wake up and ended up forgetting his name and stuff. So he got stuck in dreamland. And that way not being able to die. While his brother visited dreamland sometimes and never looked for his brother. That's a bit weird, isn't it? It is a bit weird. Or we can assume that he did not know Philip, his brother, had stayed in dreamland and couldn't wake up in the real world, so their relationship drifted apart because they no longer had stories and shit. It's just weird to me. But then again, you can say even if he tried to look for his brother without the string of yarn, he could not find him. So you could not know which dream his brother is in. So in that regard, makes sense. But for 30 years, you're telling me you can't go dream to dream, dream to dream, dream to dream until you find your brother. And your brother puts a string of yarn on your finger. I don't know. It's just weird. Anyway, Philip stays stuck in dreamland. He becomes the most wanted man there and eventually falls down the list of grace in a way. The list of the most wanted person in Slumberland, and he's disappointed by that. And then, anyway, there's this agent called Agent Green who's always hunting him down because he stole a map. Flip stole a map that basically stole a map to Dreamland. How do I keep saying Dreamland? To Slumberland, which gives him access to to Hot Dreams because it shows them all the exits and parts where you can escape from one room to another room or from one dream to another dream until you get to wherever you want to go, in which he wants to go to the Sea of Nightmares and acquire a pearl that could give him the ability to wish whatever he wants in Slumberland. If you wanted to never leave Slumberland, if you wanted to wake up, if you wanted to never have nightmares, if you wanted to meet someone who's passed in the world of the living, you can have them visit you day after day every time you go to sleep, basically. And of course, there's this organization called BOSA, the Bureau of Dreams and stuff. The Bureau of Slumber Agency? Yeah, the Bureau of Slumber Agency, something like that. I'm sorry, I'm mixing up the terms. They control dreams. They control, they set the events, they create the dream plane or the slumber world. They design everything and then they choose and allocate what dreams suit certain people at a certain period. So basically, if you need to have a nightmare, they give you a nightmare for that day. And if you need to have a great dream, they give you a nightmare for that dream. And they can also choose a place where all your dreams can stay until you grow out of that feeling you're having. For instance, if you feel lonely, they can bring you into a place where you'll always be in a party while you're in dreamland. Or if you feel like you want to escape or you want to do something, like there's this dream where a kid wants to be a truck driver, so he's always driving a truck while he's in his dreams. And there's a guy who always has hair and he's always in a bathroom combing his hair, which is a weird dream for anyone to have, in my personal opinion. But this man has this dream, so it is what it is. Anyway, Flip and Nemo go out on a crazy adventure throughout Slumberland in search for the pearls that will give them wishes that they want. Flip wants a pearl so he can remember who he is, so he can wake up and go back to the world of the living, because he feels lonely stuck in Dreamland now. I mean, in Slumberland, because of not having his brother and stuff. And Nemo wants to, like I already mentioned, wants to be with her father, at least in Slumberland, if she cannot have him in the world of the living. Because in the world of the living, her father drifts ashore and sort of passes away, dies. And the whole point is, while the father dies, Nemo moves in with her uncle, who happens to be her, you know, who happens to be Flip. But in the beginning, you don't know that. Anyway, she moves in to his home. And, moves into his home and they live there. She's living in the real world with Philip, aka Flip, in the real world. And also, there's another error in the story I don't get. If Flip forgets everything, forgot everything about who he is, how would he know his brother and where his brother lives in a lighthouse? Maybe remembering a map makes sense. You can remember a map because it's something that you want. How would you know about your brother? That's just weird. Very weird. Incredibly weird. But that shouldn't take away from the brilliance of the story. It's something I wouldn't consider Jason Momoa to partake in or to star in. He was hairy as always with his beard. And he had a really... He was chubby, he had a belly and stuff. He had horns and hooves and shit. It was a weird look for him. But also, what another thing that's weird for me is Nemo's dad looks like his, like he looks in the dream plane or in Slumberland. Of course, that could also be based on Nemo's imagination, how her father looks. So maybe he looked different there. But Nemo looks the same as she looks in dream. In her dreams and in the world of the living. But for some weird reason, Philip, aka Flip, looks different. He's not the same person in the world of the living. And he's not the same person in the world of the Slumberland. So I don't know the correlation there. Why are they two different actors playing the same role? Jason Momoa couldn't pull the nerdy guy who loves locks and shit. Or the directors, Francis Lawrence, didn't feel that was a great idea, or whoever was doing casting. Why is that? It seems a bit weird for me. why he's different in Slumberland. He's a different person, looks at his appearance, a different. You could always say now he has horns and hooves and shit because he stayed too long there. But then when you realize the outfit, there's a point in the story where Philip shows Nemo a footage of him and his brother at a younger age, you know, Nemo's dad and Philip at a younger age, where he's wearing an outfit, a hat that looks like it's got horns, and he's got shoes that looks like it's animal hooves. So what he wore transferred with him in the dream plane. And another thing is, if he went there and he's been there for 30 years, how did he grow up? And if he's growing up, why look different? It's weird. It doesn't make sense for him to have been there in 30 years. When he says that, I mean, like, if he went, he cannot be there. He cannot have went into dream, into Slumberland as an older person. But then you can say that maybe he did. But if that's the case, here's my problem. Agent Green says she's been looking for Flip for over 30 years because he stole a map. Cool. But Philip says he stopped dreaming when his brother got a girlfriend and they stopped going on adventures together, and somehow he decided to stay in the Slumberland. And by God, Nemo is not 30. So it cannot have been 30 years since he stopped going back, unless he stole the book the map when they were younger, and it's been 30 years since he was young. But then that would mean he's growing in Dreamland. That's since he's growing in the world of the living. Makes sense in that regard. That would be 30 years. But the way they described it. Okay, I think it makes sense. He stopped dreaming while he was an adult. But why does he look different? That's the problem with me. And Nemo is not a day over 15. Nemo cannot be 15. They don't say her age, but I don't think she's over 12. So let's just assume she's 12. Flip forgets himself in 12 years. We can even say she's 15 if you want to lie, but she's not 15. Doubt she's 12. She's probably 10. But we're just going to round it off and say she's 12. It still doesn't make mathematical sense for Agent Green to be looking for this man 30 years. How would she know what he looks like if he stole the map 30 years ago? If he's growing, how would she know what he looks like? But then again, there's a tale where he says she's always looking for him. She's always a step behind, so she probably seen him grow over the years. Makes sense. Basically, I'm canceling every possible loophole I think there is in the story. Ultimately, it's a great story. But I have a few problems with it, but not internal problems where, like, you shouldn't watch this. I think everyone should watch it. It's great for all ages. I believe it's 7 up. So I think everyone should watch it. And it's got nightmares and shit, but it's not stuff that's truly scary and stuff. So it's a great sit down for anyone. A new parent, an old parent, an old man, an old gentleman, an old lady, a young lady. It's a film for all ages, and I recommend it for everyone. So if I exclude all the things that I was complaining about so far, out of 5, I'll give it a 4. 4 because it's something I've never seen Jason Momoa partake or act in. He never does silly things in the movies that I've seen. He's always the badass, the tough guy, the macho man, the Aquaman, the Kenan the Barbarian, the tough guy. I've never seen him be silly like he was in this film. But if there are films where he's been silly, I don't know. I've never seen him being silly. I've seen him be an ancient person in this series that Netflix had a few years ago. I think I did an episode on it. It's somewhere in this, in the podcast list. I forgot what the title of the show was. It's a show where he's a visionary. So I'm going to leave the title of the film or the series that I'm talking about in the description if I remember it. But if I don't leave it, I apologize. I don't know why I'm giving you false pretense of why, when I can just easily look through and find the name of the show. What's the name of the show? I have to think. It's a series. I know it's a series. I just don't remember what it's called. What's the series name? Frontier. Yes, it's called Frontier. Where he's some sort of a rebellious soldier who's half, Irish. Was it Irish? Half British. And half, half Native American. And, he joins the East India Company. But they're not called the East India Company. They call some, I'm remembering stuff. So I apologize whether my, information is not accurate. So I apologize on that regard. But it's a great show. You should check it out. I think you should check it out. It's one of it's a bonus episode in the podcast list. So you should check it out. I believe you should check it out. It's located between episode 89 and episode 90. So that it was a bonus episode released. I released it 26th July 2022. So you could check that out. The Frontier, or you could just watch the damn thing. It's on Netflix. Yeah. Frontier. I'm not mentioning he's not silly in that. I'm just saying he's tough. I don't know why I got fixated on the title of the show. Whatever. Basically, what I'm saying is he never does anything silly, and he did a lot of silly things. And I guess I've never actually seen him act with a child, and he was brilliant. I still don't know why they put a horns on him, but then again, I've already sort of talked about him having horns and shit, so that makes sense. So anyway, I think I've said all that needs to be said. I didn't even talk about Pig, a stuffed pig called Pig. That's very unoriginal. Even the character of Jason Momoa mentions it. That's very unoriginal. You've got a stuffed animal called, which is a pig, and you name it Pig. Wow. Unoriginal indeed. But I do love the fact that even if you dreamed of being a millionaire in your dream, you cannot come back with the money, but you can dream holding money and go inside the dream plane or slumberland with the money. It's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. And then you can find things. Another cool part was when Nemo and the pig found a map in the world of the living. And they found it first in the world of the dreaming, and then when they looked for the same spot, they found it. So basically, the world of the living, or the living world, and Slumberland are intertwined in such a beautiful way. But somehow, if you die in Slumberland, in someone else's dream, you die, but in your dream, you wake up. So basically, if you died in the real world, you cannot go back to Slumberland. That's something that shouldn't be even mentioned. I don't know why anyone would think that's a possibility. But anyway, go watch the film Slumberland, starring Jason Momoa, Marlo, why do I keep forgetting this little girl's name? Jason Momoa. And Marlo Barkley. Yes, Jason Momoa and Marlo Barkley. And Chris Dowd. Yeah, I think that's how I read it. O-D-O-W-D. Then Kayla Chandler. Yeah, that's how you read it. Anyway, without embarrassing myself any further, thank you for listening. Let's have another blast. Enjoy the rest of your day, afternoon, evening, depending on when you're listening to this glorious episode. I've been your boy, Reese Chanson, and this has been the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast. This was episode 128. Thank you for listening. Remember to support our podcast on Patreon. The link will be in the description. And wherever you're listening, this at being Apple, Amazon, Google, Spotify, wherever you're listening to, basically, remember to share, like, rate, you know, give us a shout. Anyway, thank you, and adios yet again. Now that was entertaining. You just listened to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast with Reese Jansen. With that being said, remember to support the podcast on Patreon. And let's hang out another time. Adios, folks. Adios.